Lamplight Presents The Lie by Helen Dunmore, narrated by Darren Benedict. If any question why we died, tell them because our fathers lied. Rudyard Kipling. Chapter 1. The use of veils and coats of a colour to match the background is useful. If near sandbags, an empty sandbag worn over the head is a good disguise. Against an earth background, a brown gauze veil. Against grass, a green one are both difficult to detect. Grass, weeds, wood or branches may give concealment. He comes to me, clagged in mud from head to foot. A mud statue, but a breathing one. The breath whistles in and out of him. He stands at my bed end. Even when the wind is banging over the roof that I've bulged with corrugated iron, it's very quiet. He doesn't speak. Sometimes I wish that he would break the silence, but then I'm afraid of what he might say. I can smell the mud. You'll never forget the reek of it. Thick, almost oily, full of shit and rotten flesh, cordite and chloride of lime. He's got himself coated all over with it. He's camouflaged. He might be anything, but I know who he is. I light my candle and get out of bed, because I know I won't sleep again. The wind bangs, and behind it I hear the sea booming at the base of the cliffs. It's night, but I can still work. I light my lantern and get out a needle and thread from the sewing box Mary Pascoe left to me. My trousers want patching. They're good. Heavy corduroy, worn thin at the knees. I may not be nimble at sewing, but I can get the job done. They want leather patches, but I haven't got leather, so I use cloth from inside the pockets. I sew the patches all round, as firm and as neat as may be. I look at my work, and then I go round again, until I'm sure that the patches will hold. When I look up out at the dazzles of stitches, he's gone. At the foot of my bed there's nothing but the heavy pine box with Mary Pascoe's initials burned into it. The box was black with smoke, but I've scoured it. I think about how he comes. Does he displace the box? Is he in it, or is it in him? I shouldn't think of it. It makes my mind dazzle, like my eyes. Tomorrow I plant main crop potatoes. I've prepared the ground. In October, soon after I came here, I dug the earth deeply and then covered it with rotted seaweed from the pile that Mary Pascoe carried up from the shore when she was still able. She said that seaweed made the potatoes grow clean of disease. My sea potatoes lie ready in their tray, sprouting. The sprouts are strong. Frederick. I can say his name aloud now, without danger.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?